I deliberately did not say this was a killing camp because I didn't think it was. It wasn't the same as Kerem and Amashka. And I made the purpose of my visit to try and get the Red Cross in and to say things, therefore, that encouraged the Serbs to do that. Of all the days which I feel proudest of in my life, that's one. Because when I subsequently gave evidence against Milosevic at the war crimes tribunal in The Hague, I met four people who had been at Manjača that day and who said to me, before you came, there'd been many killings in the camp. Not, you know, random acts of killing, not systematic like Omaška and Kerem. After you came, the Red Cross in and nobody was ever killed. I regard that's the best day's work of my life.
But when you were listening to that, I was watching you, had your eyes closed, you were shaking your head at moments.
I was trying to understand the Bosnian. I can now speak Bosnian.
Oh, I see, right. But at the time, of course, you couldn't, so you were being led almost blind. And you say you've met Radovan Karadzic before. You'd found him charming. He'd hoodwinked you, hadn't he?
Yeah, for about 12 hours until I saw what was happening the next day. I knew nothing about the Balkans. I was completely ignorant. I couldn't understand his language. Here was a man who was a poet, and poetry is one of my real passions. And, yeah, I believed him when he said, you know, the bad done on all sides, but I promise I'll chase these people. I believed him. I didn't believe him next day when I was on my way to Manjača because I saw then what was happening in the countryside. So, yes.
But on this mission to see what was happening on the ground about social divisions, was it again taking you back? Is there a link back to Northern Ireland and your experience growing up
the
service?
Of course,
What set you apart from so many MPs? Did you feel you understood it more?
Well, I started from a base of knowledge, probably, which was greater. But the greater base of knowledge was actually having been there. I mean, the truth is that time after time during the war, I would go into Sarajevo for a week, once in the summer and once in the winter. They called me, derogatorily, the Member of Parliament for Sarajevo. But it was the fact that I'd been there. In case you think I'm being self-congratulating, you have to be very careful. If that was the best day's work at Manjača, the following day I went to Trnopolje, which was the worst day of my life. It was absolutely appalling. Men and women, children. And, you know, they were being raped every night. And on my way back, I wrote a letter to John Major on my way back to Belgrade saying, for God's sake, proclaim this place a UN safe haven. When I went back to Bosnia as High Representative in 2002, we then discovered a mass grave on Vlasic Mountain, and all the old men, women, children that I had seen had been taken up there and machine-gunned over the edge of the cliff into the valley below, and I went down to see the broken remains of their bodies and the toys. Sorry.
It still upsets you to this day. The memories still haunt you. But
I'll tell you why, John, why it haunts me. It's shame. I represented a country, you know, which could have acted and didn't. It's shame and impotence that made me feel that.